Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden blocks oil drilling in Alaska. The FBI blames Russian hackers for the latest cyber attack. Budweiser offers free beer if Americans get vaxxed. Doctors warn of dark age diseases in downtown L.A. Great white sharks descend on Cape Cod. Also ahead, who do you trust? A new poll answers that question. But first, the president suspending licenses on oil drilling in the Arctic, saying a thorough environmental review is needed to explore the impact on climate change. Mr. Biden now promising to protect 20 million acres in Alaska from energy corporations. The national price for a gallon of gas is up 37% from 2.25 in December to 3.08 in May, and will go higher this summer as the president continues to attack fossil fuels. The FBI identifying a Russian hacking group as responsible for a cyber attack that forced key U.S. meat producers to shut down. The digital raiders closed the plants for 48 hours. The price of cow products, meat and dairy, now up 12% in the last 6 weeks, and they will go higher as inflation kicks in. The nation's largest brewery promising a free beer for all Americans over the age of 21 who get the COVID vax. And you'll get the beer if that number reaches 70% by the 4th of July, which it should, 63% now. Budweiser launching a new site called mycooler.com where adults can receive the free beer if you want it. I don't drink beer because I'm boring. Health officials in California warning rat infestations at homeless camps can bring about, quote, dark age illnesses like leprosy, typhus, bubonic plague. Doctors say deplorable conditions at the tent cities are the perfect breeding grounds for those things. Researchers in Massachusetts reporting a record number of great white sharks near Cape Cod and Nantucket Island. At least 118 predators have been tagged, up from 11 back in 2013. Scientists say sharks are returning to Massachusetts to feast on the exploding seal population, but maybe they're just looking to meet Elizabeth Warren. In a moment. The trust factor. Some have it, some don't. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Who do you trust? That was a 1950s quiz show that starred Johnny Carson. Did you know that? Well, the same question is being asked today by the Harris polling people. The survey sampled 36% Republican, 37% Democrat, 25% Independent, so it's kind of fair. The question, do you have little or no faith in the following? Healthcare providers. 32% don't like them, so that means the majority of Americans have faith in healthcare providers. Local government. 35% trust. State government, 40% trust. the criminal justice system, which is on the ropes in many places, as you know, 44% of Americans still trust the criminal justice system. 48% don't like organized labor. That means 52% support it. That's a pretty low number. How about the federal government? Ready? 52% of Americans do not trust the feds. And the absolute least trustworthy in this poll, corporate media, 53% say it is untrustworthy, which is true. So let's look at the two big losers, the feds and the press. With the controversial Donald Trump and now the far-left Joe Biden running things, it is no wonder many of us have a dire view of the federal government. Then there's Schumer, Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, the congressional leadership. So Americans are dubious, word of the day, dubious about the people running the federal government. That doesn't mean they're all bad or corrupt. Donald Trump got 74 million votes, but Joe Biden got about 80 million. So people did take sides there. But that doesn't mean they trust what's going on in Washington. And the country, in my opinion, is on the downside. Now, the media, this is just absurd now. So yesterday, the ratings for cable news operations came in for the month of May. It's a disaster. All of them hemorrhaging viewers. And you would say, why? Why? There's not a lot of options. I mean, it's not like people are running into network TV to watch the dopey sitcoms and Hawaii Five-0 for the 80th time. They're not. They just had enough. They've had enough of partisanship, of unfair presentations, of boring hosts. They're out of there. And network news not far behind. I mean, look at 60 Minutes. Is 60 Minutes the program it was 10 years ago? When Mike Wallace and Morley Safer were there? Come on. It's not even close. So Americans in general know the fix is in. They're not getting the truth from the media. And they hate that. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Mob, the best-selling nonfiction book in the world. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Santa Cruz, California, well known for its nice beaches, redwood forest, and liberal politics. But the quiet town on the northern edge of Monterey Bay was once the center of a national debate between traditional Americans and a growing counterculture. 65 years ago today, the Santa Cruz Police Department officially banned rock and roll. On June 3rd, 1956, city authorities pulled the plug on rock at all public gatherings, calling the music, quote, detrimental to both the health and morals of our youth and community, unquote. Now, the debacle started 12 hours earlier. Hundreds of teenagers packed the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium on a Saturday night to enjoy the music of Chuck Higgins and his orchestra, an African-American group from L.A. Santa Cruz police entered the auditorium around midnight to check on the event, and what they found, quote, was a crowd engaged in suggestive and tantalizing motions induced by the provocative rhythms of the all-Negro band, unquote, from the Santa Cruz police. Uh-oh. The band gained national attention and actually led to the movie Footloose. A bunch of local high school students in Santa Cruz organized a protest at the DA's office to bring rock back. A growing backlash from business owners prompted the city manager, Robert Klein, to loosen the restrictions. And here's something else you might not know. Klein later told reporters he dropped the rock ban to lure young artists away from nearby San Francisco. And it worked. By the 1960s, Santa Cruz had become the hottest destination for hippies, poets, musicians, and even some movie stars. The iconic boardwalk was featured in dozens of films and TV shows. Global acts routinely performed at the amphitheater, including Elvis, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Jimi Hendrix, and of course, the Beach Boys. Even Beatles drummer Ringo Starr enjoyed a two-week vacation in Santa Cruz during the summer of 1963. Let's hope old Ringo did not dance suggestively. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine, enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.